Hi, Tracy. Thanks for calling us, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been dealing with iritis in my right eye for off and on for over a year, and I've recently developed floaters in my left eye. I know that I'm deficient in vitamin A and glutathione and have been supplementing for over a year, and can't seem to resolve this problem. I also use the CanSee eye drops twice a day in the left eye.
Okay. How do you know you're deficient in vitamin A? You actually had your serum levels measured?
I did have a micronutrient test done.
Okay, and that tells you if you're deficient in vitamin A. That is a good start
Yes.
for eye problems, by the way. I'm glad you found that out. Congratulations, or sort of congratulations. Congratulations on finding
Right.
it, not having the problem. How much vitamin A did you follow up with, and did you repeat your test?
Initially, I did 10,000 international units, repeated the test after a year, and just recently upped the dosage to 25,000 international units.
Well, ma'am, I would recommend you think about going to 50,000. Why? Because you're not a fetus and you're not likely to get pregnant soon. And if you are likely, then you don't go there. But the only persons to whom 50,000 units is going to do damage is a fetus. There was a very interesting study done a number of years ago with people who had faces full of acne, and of course they were in college, that age. And the young women took 400,000 units of vitamin A a day, ma'am, and the young men took 500,000 units a day. And guess what? Nobody had any serious adverse side effects. And yeah, the point of the study was to see if their acne got better, and it got a heck of a lot better. Even though it wasn't cured, it did better than antibiotics. And there are a couple people did have to drop out because they got the one side effect from vitamin A that people will get if they're going to get one, headaches. Because vitamin A, if it's too much vitamin A, it will raise the pressure inside the brain called the cerebrospinal fluid pressure, and that gives people headaches. So if you take a bunch of vitamin A and you get a headache, oops, that's too much for me or you, whoever's taking it. But 50,000, ma'am, is extremely safe. I know literally hundreds of people who are using that every day because it helps keep down the rate of infections. I'd definitely go there. And then, if you happen to repeat your test, it should be normalized unless you're a very poor absorber of vitamin A. Okay, let's get on to a couple of other things here. One is the floaters. Now, have you got a pencil handy, ma'am?
I'm sorry.
Got a pencil handy?
I do.
Good. Just put in three nutrient words: choline, Choline,
Okay.
inositol, Inositol, and methionine, Methionine. Now, those are all components of a complex which a researcher found about 30 years ago helped to decrease floaters quite significantly. You put those three words in, though, because up will come about 15 different brands that all contain the same three things. So you might want to read the label and make sure
Okay.
about both price and if you like that company or not. And also, that complex is available on the shelves of all the health food stores, to home and clinic dispensary, and compounding pharmacies. So if you want to talk to somebody about it directly who sells the stuff and knows more about it than some of us may do, that's on the shelves there too. It always has those three things in it. And the reason is because of that research from years ago that found it decreased floaters. Okay, the last thing gets us to the iritis. That's an inflammation in the eye. Did you say it's only in one eye?
It's only in one eye, yes.
And the other eye not?
Correct.
At all. Okay. All
At
right.
all.
And what does your ophthalmologist have to say? I'd be curious about the iritis.
Well, she's treating it with prednisolone drops twice a day.
You don't mean prednisone, do you? It's cardinisolone, you said?
Prednisolone is the eye drop that she's having me use.
Ma'am, prednisolone is a long-term dangerous, not one drop, but long-term dangerous. I Artificial version of cortisol. I know I get mad at that, but I wish modern medicine would learn that prednisone, prednisolone, and all those kind of things, which they call glucocorticoids or corticosteroids, they are not. They are artificial copies. They've been altered. And my goodness, ma'am, there's all kinds of side effects from those things, including suppression of the immune system wherever they're dropped in locally. So the immune system in your eye is not going to be working too well. Now, I don't know why, if she had to use something like that, she couldn't call up her favorite compounding pharmacy, if she's got one, and say, hey, how about some natural cortisol, which belongs in human bodies? Why not some of that? And make it a low dose so that it fits within the parameters of what's in the body. Now, here's the problem, ma'am. I don't understand this. First place, iritis is not due to a lack of cortisol or cortisone being made in the body, especially if not just in one eye. If we're in both eyes, I might be thinking, oh, maybe this person's a little low on that. But no, not if it's just in one eye. So what's needed here is to be looking around for what the cause of the iritis might be, and not just suppressing it, which is what prednisolone does, as well as suppressing the immune system. And did you know that prednisolone suppresses the ability of the body to use vitamin A locally too? Uh-huh, it does.
Oh,
if you were if you were swallowing prednisolone tablets, then it would suppress the ability of the body to use vitamin A body-wide. But thank goodness you're not swallowing this stuff, so it's just a local thing. But who needs that locally? I would really suggest you check in with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and see what you can find that may be causing this problem. And at the same time, you'd be able to get a identical to what belongs in the body version of cortisol.
Okay. I do have autoimmune Hashimoto's.
Oh, do you?
That might be the cause.
That could be related to the cause, ma'am. Absolutely. Now, if you've got Hashimoto's, and thank you for mentioning that, that means you've got high thyroid autoantibodies, right?
Right.
Thyroid antibodies. I suspect that your physician has never informed you that there's research showing, and by the way, there's a lot of clinical experience with Sahoma Clinic doctors too, that something called black cumin seed oil, C-U-M-I-N, seed oil, lowers the levels.
That.
Oh, good for you. Hooray. I'm glad.
Well, 1 teaspoon a day, is that enough?
Usually, if it's going to do the job, yes, it won't hurt to use more, but usually that's enough. So I'm glad you're onto that. The other thing, ma'am, is that there are two other things that help to reduce autoimmunity. Now, you'd heard this, and I know I'm rambling on, folks, but I promise I'll shut up after this. There are two other things that help to reduce autoimmunity, and they're based on the fact that autoimmune diseases very, very often disappear from the 9 months of pregnancy. You'd heard of that, haven't you?
I have not, but I'm 53.
Oh, well, I know, ma'am. I figured you were possibly past menopause. But, okay, if you haven't heard, it's a fact. You can look it up in any book, ask any doctor. Even the conventional doctors will tell you that autoimmune diseases disappear during pregnancy. Why is that? Well, good grief. Some researchers have actually figured that out, ma'am. It's because of the large quantities of estriol, which is the anti-carcinogenic estrogen. It also happens to be anti-autoimmune, ma'am. And a doctor in Southern California, Dr. Nancy Cicotti, working with women with severe cases of multiple sclerosis, they were all in wheelchairs, showed dramatic improvements in their brain scans when they were given estriol. No kidding. Number two, and estriol has helped me with all the women I've worked with autoimmune disease. You can't give it to guys, darn it. But unfortunately, mostly women have autoimmune disease anyway. So estriol is one thing. And number two, there's this stuff called HCG, which is made by the placenta. And of course, the placenta makes a whole bunch of it. But it is safe to take in non-pregnant people. There's research studies showing enormous amounts of HCG being given and nobody having any bad side effects. And the HCG is sufficiently potent that in one of the autoimmune diseases, it's called endometriosis, German researchers found they just gave shots of HCG and the endometriosis cleared up. I did say cleared up, didn't I? So you really need to be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine because those two things, the estriol has to be prescribed through a compounding pharmacy and the HCG has to be injected. And neither one is cheap. They're not thousands and thousands of dollars either, but they're more than on the shelf at the health food store. And they're a major component in reversing autoimmune disease in women. Okay, time for me to shut up. Your turn.
All right. That's very helpful. I do already use a compounded hormone cream, but I have not heard of HCG, so very helpful.
Your compounded hormone cream needs to be relatively high in estriol. It really does. I hope it is. And the HCG, okay. Check with whatever doctor is prescribing your compounded hormone cream, and if they don't know about it, good grief. There's back issues of the Green Medicine newsletter that talk about HCG for autoimmune problems.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.